好，各位同工们啊，弟兄姊妹，大家早安。
Good morning to you all, brothers and sisters.
啊，我们很高兴能够一同的崇拜。
We are very happy that we can come together and join together to worship our God.
呀，我们分享的是永恒、今生、当下。
So we are going to share about eternity, this life, and present moment.
今天我要是分享的跟上一次是有相关的。
So the topic today I'm sharing is related to the last topic we had.
是有关于永恒、今生、当下这三个个别来说，好像分别我们都有一点概念的的这样一个跟我们息息相关的准则。
So I would like to share about the three realms that we are so close to them, and we are going to share the principle about those three realms.
但是就是当这三个概念混合在一起的时候，我们就不知道是怎么在真实的生命生活中间，这三个怎么影响到我们。
And yet, once we enter these three realms, we realize we feel confused and we don't know how to take a principle all out of these three in order to live today's life.
因此呢，我们需要对于这永恒、今生 this life, 还有这个 moment, 这三样之间对我们非常重要的一个掌握跟把握，对我们任何一个人都是非常重要的。
So it is so important for us to understand how to extract a principle out of three realms in order to live.
否则我们会形成一个个别去分割的概念，一个是永恒的讲啊，那是很久以后的事情。
Otherwise, we will tend to departmentize those three realms. For instance, eternity, we feel this is something about the future only.
那么当下又觉得好像要活在当下，把握珍惜现场我们或者是说 enjoy 现在能够在我们周遭的。
At the same time, we feel we should live for the moment in order to enjoy what we have today.
那等到谈到今生的时候，又发现了我们的价值观跟形式跟其他人呢，也有很多地方一样，那追求的好像也差不多。
And when we talk about this life, we feel that we would like to do the same thing, just like the people in the world.
有的时候我们有一点不一样，就是在 religious setting 的时候，我们有感觉我们是有信仰的，所以这是一种常常令人一种分割的举止行为跟价值观，就是等到礼拜五到礼拜天，好，弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，又有一套的生活跟价值观。
And we feel that we try to make our life separate during weekend, and during weekday we live the same way, just like people in the world.
因为这三方面都有人跟我们教诲，又告诉我们人生苦短，及时行乐，那么等等等等，各种的领域都有一些格言，但是我们却无法很准确的掌握这三者到底对我这个人，我应当以什么样的一个价值观成为我思想跟行为的一个一贯的一个准则。
We live with different philosophies from all those three departments, and we sometimes get confused. We wonder what is the anchor of our life in order to walk a correct path.
好，这就是今天要跟大家所分享的。
And this is the
现在这个，所以我们才会有一系列的分享。
So we are going to have a series of talk regarding to this topic.
上一次我们已经有第一讲，就是你只能活一次。
We have talked about part one of the series that we can only live once.
既然只能活一次，那么应当如何活呢？
If we can only live once, then how should we live this life then?
只要是价值观跟 worldview 不同的话，大家都只能活一次，但是活得何等的不一样。
If we carry a different value system, we live a totally different life, even though we all live a present life.
所以这个整体的了解对我们这个人何等的重要，因为我们整个只能活一次。
Therefore, it is utterly important that we have a correct grand view of our life because we can only live once.
好，今天要跟大家分享是第二讲。
And today, I'm going to talk about part two of the series.
就是永恒这个 perspective 怎么影响我们对于今生的看法。
That is how eternity plays a role in this life.
使我们跟其他人不一样。
So that we can be different from other people in the world.
有三个概念呢，对于上帝的概念呢，让我们常常感觉到好像都对，但是又是有认识上就是有矛盾。
There are three understandings that we had towards God, and sometimes they are seems to be conflicting to one another.
这个上帝呢，又是慈爱呢，同时他又是无所不能呢，同时呢，在这个人生中间，我们的经历呢，又是到处都有苦难，尤其是在疫情的时候，全球都有苦难。
The understanding we have about God is that He is loving and He is almighty. At the same time, we do see sufferings all over the world, especially during this time.
所以呢，在 很多这个哲学家或者是怀疑者或者无神论呢，就因此就得到一个结论，如果是这样，必须得到一个结论，那么上帝应该是不存在才对。
And therefore, many philosophers come up with a conclusion based on these three elements, saying, logically speaking, God does not exist.
因为他既然是全能，他可以阻止苦难，但是他没有阻止苦难，那你又说他慈爱，所以这个看起来是非常的矛盾的，这样一个推导，应该这个所谓的上帝应该不存在。
If God is indeed almighty, then he's capable to stop suffering. And meanwhile, we do suffering and people claim he is loving. Then it seems like all those three cannot coexist at the same time.
所以这是一个令人困惑的发现。
And this is a perplexed realization.
只是 这一个的问题的产生是因为刚才这三个发现呢，或者这三个概念呢，因为它不是全面的概念。
The reason why we are baffled about what we see today is because the three elements we had were only presented as a partial truth or partial facts.
因为 整个来说呢，确实我们不能否认有苦难。
Indeed, we cannot deny there are sufferings.
那这个上帝应该是一个存在，是一个慈爱的上帝。
And we believe God's supposed to be a loving and kind God.
而且他同时又是全能。
At the same time, he must be almighty.
只是这三样的了解不足够，是全面的事实。
And yet, these three cannot be composed as a complete truth.
因为上帝也让我们知道他同时是一位什么都知道的上帝。
At the same time, we need to know that God is omniscient.
并且他是赏罚公平，是一个公义的上帝。
At the same time, he is a just, he is a righteous God.
那么他到底整体来说 必须要有一个元素进来的时候，我们才能够心里面坦然，才能够明白这个所有都是和谐的。
So there must be another element missing in order for us to have a comprehensive understanding of the entire picture.
这就是一个非常重要的了解，就是永恒。
That is the element of eternity.
在上帝掌管的永恒里面，公义就会得到彰显。
When God is in control of eternity, then we realize that justice will eventually prevail.
在永恒里面看待今生的苦难，就有了它正确的意义。
When we see today's suffering with the view of eternity, then we can come up with a correct understanding.
我们很多的疑问呢，却在上帝的全知里面，当他显露的时候，我们就了然于心，又有了平安。
So that when once we understand this complete picture, then we will have peace in our heart.
也在永恒里面，今生的小小的 suffering 就觉得那个就不算什么了。
So once we have this.Grand understanding, the suffering, the temporal suffering we have this present life no longer becomes significant.
然后这一生中间所经历的不公平或者不公正等等的，都在上帝的全知公义永恒里面，他会处理的。
All the injustice we have experienced in this present life will eventually be dealt by God in the eternity.
好，我们现在就进入我们今天的这再次 review 一下整个的这个概念图。
So we're going to have a brief review of the biblical view of life.
就永恒会使得我们知道今生当如何活。
Because the concept of eternity teaches us how to live this life.
然后因为对于今生整体有概念，我们下一次我们会谈到这个当下是也受了这个对于今生的看法的影响。
Because we have a grand view of the present life, and therefore we will have a good right attitude regarding to how to handle the present moment.
然后就因为了解对于永恒的影响，所以当下就变成非常的有意义。
And because of the understanding of eternity, then we know how to live a meaningful moment of this life.
因为这些当下的决定和当下的作为，使得在永恒里面会有价值或者会有后果的。
Because all the decisions we make at this very moment will play a role in the eternity.
所以这是一个指导我们人生美好的一个总体的概念。
And this become a beautiful guide for us to have a grand view of life.
所以这个使得我们有一个有意义的人生，也有一个非常有价值的 moment.
And therefore we know how to live a meaningful life and also live meaningful moments.
好，今天我们要跟等一下分享的有几个部分。
So later on, I'm going to share a few parts with you.
第一个，我们会借着摩西的诗篇90篇，让我们看见上帝怎么让永恒指导我们的今生。
First, I would like to share with you the life of Moses through his writing, let us be taught how to live this life.
然后从这里面可以看见，原来这个有信仰文化和没有信仰文化的是怎么看待这个现世这一生的种种所带给人心灵的反应。
I'm going to show a comparison between people have faith and people without faith.
当然 对于时间的概念呢，世界观呢，也有其他的宗教跟其他的看法。我们等一下很简短的来做一个对比。
And later I'm going to do a religious comparison.
最后会有一个非常有意思的一个真人的见证，他的简短的见证跟视频会呈现在大家当中。
And lastly, I'm going to share a testimony of someone.
好，这就是我们等一下要跟大家一块分享的。
So this is the outline I'm going to share with you.
好，首先我们要等一下分享是从诗篇里面所展现的。
So later I'm going to share a writing from the book of Psalm.
在诗篇150篇中间，唯独一篇第90篇是摩西的著作。
Among 150 Psalms in the book of Psalms, there is only one writing written by Moses, which is Psalm 90.
而这一个独特的诗篇是由一个人生算是非常有资格跟我们分享的啊，这一个圣经人物。
And this is written by a people who is really qualified to share our understanding about life.
因为他自己的生命是一个传奇，而且他够长来跟我们诉说。
Because he's a person who carries legends, and he lived a long life in order to truly tell us what life is all about.
他生长在大家应该不会觉得是陌生的，所以我就让他看一下，观看一下他的人生大起大落，跟活到120年，跟精彩，跟历史上的这个重要性，我想足够跟我们分享人生吧。
So since he is a character who is not unfamiliar with you all, I believe because all the events happened in his life and all the experiences he had, he is qualified to share what's the true meaning of life to all of us.
他有高深的学问，也有丰富的经验，也有不得了的地位。
He's a scholar, he's well known person, and he has a high position politically as well.
他也曾经下到最低的基层，而且时间够长，有40年，比你我都长吧。
And also he experienced downfall of his life, and he experienced 40 years of lowly life, which I believe is longer than any of us.
然后在80岁的时候遇见了他祖先的上帝向他显现。
At age of 80, he encountered the God of his ancestors.
然后他就找了他哥哥去向当时最高权威的法老王告诉他上帝说 Let my people go.
And at that time, he found his brother, asked his brother to accompany him to go to the people who has the most powerful people at that time to ask him to say, Let my people go.
但是跟从上帝并不是一帆风顺的。
And yet, it wasn't a smooth sailing of following God.
前有红海，后有追兵。
They face Red Sea before them, and also there are armies chasing after them.
我这一个神迹到现在，这个无人能有再有一次的经历啊。
Even until today, no one has experiencing these miracles of splitting the sea.
我想他的人生足够跟我们分享。
I believe he's
的亮光了。
I believe he's well qualified to share and enlighten us the understanding about life from God.
他有足够的权柄、权威跟我们在今世的人分享吧。
He has all the authority to share the meaning of present life to all of us, isn't it?
他回顾他一百多年来的人生跟上帝跟世人的这样一个传奇的人生，我想足够丰富，对我们今天有所指点。
I believe when he looked back to his life and shared about his life, he can truly give us some guidance.
他的前面40岁，我们都知道他命大又命好。
The first 40 years of his life, he is living a good life.
他的中间的40年实在是够苦了。
And yet, in the middle 40 years, he truly lived a bitter life.
所有的愿望，所有的情操都已经消磨殆尽。
And all his hope and dreams were down, grind to the ground and become.
他觉得我这一生不过就是这样。我们到80岁了，还想要干什么呢？
He said, well, this is the end of my life. I'm already 80. What else can I ask for?
这人生苦短，然后我已经也不算短，不过大概应该快完了吧。
The life is short, even though I'm 80, I'm about to go to the end of my life.
他只能回想，他不能前瞻。
He can only look back. He cannot have forward hope.
但是没想到在80岁的时候他开始玩命，最后是完成使命。
Unexpectedly, when he reached age 80, it is the beginning for him to take a risky life, and at the end, his life is a mission complete life.
所以我们现在看一下诗篇90篇他怎么开始的。
And let us see how he began Psalm 90.
他的开始是主啊，好，就先呼求上帝，你世世代代做我们的居所，然后呢就讲诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成。所以一刚开始他就是直接宣告或者呼求或者向这一位创造主来发出他所有的这样的一个称颂。
At the very beginning of the psalm, Moses proclaimed, God is the one, he is Lord before the mountains were born, that he is the one existed before everything. And he gave all his praise to God.
然后他就说从亘古到永远你是神，所以这个前面的这一节呢，第一个就是人生的 foundation， 这一刚开始是上帝，因为有一个什么都没有的时候他就存在的上帝，而且之后有的事情都是因为他的缘故，这个才有了所谓的人生啊。
And Moses laid a foundation of human life at the very beginning of the psalm. He claimed that God is everlasting to everlasting. He existed before there is any universe.
所以他这里先知道在谈论人生以前，让我们要谈论世界以前，就知道所有都是因为他的创造。
He lay a foundation, give us understanding that everything was created because of God.
而且他不但创造，而且他自己本身是一个永恒的。
Not only he created all, he himself is everlasting.
是有这样一位上帝，所以现在我们来观看。
And God is such God, and let us pay attention to who God is.
所以他刚才的这一段就是主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
He said, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
所以我们这个整个目前这个地球是上帝提供给我们居住的地方。
And therefore, this earth is provided by God for us to dwell.
他说这个所有的地上的形质，地球都还没有存在的时候，上帝你是永存的。
Before the mountains were born, and you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You were already there before the mountains were born.
这是摩西的宇宙观。
And this is how his understanding of universe of Moses.
所以摩西他能够看到了一个我们一般人世人不会去 trace 的那一个亘古的起源。
And therefore, Moses has a view beyond normal human understanding. He traced the origin of the creation.
接着他又说这个时候他就把那个 viewpoint 呢转到人的身上来了。
And then he turned his view perspective to human.
他了解了上帝这样的神圣的特质以后，他就好像上帝启示他，他让摩西看见上帝眼中的人的时间是怎么样的一回事。
Once Moses had a grand view and sacred understanding the sacred attribute of God, then he turned to the human life and tried to tell us what human is all about.
这样的一种的了解来看人生啊。
With this foundation, he can view human life.
他发现啊在上帝看来啊，人生和人到底怎么回事啊？
You say how God should view us and our life.
所以呢，摩西好像被提到上帝的旁边，从那个天空跟宇宙的角度去看人的这个一生，或者人的历史，或者人类的走过的路程。
It is almost like Moses was lifted up to be next to God and in order to view human life from that perspective.
好像摩西看过那个 fast forwarding 的这个人类的历史，他好像用快速的这样的播放，他看到哇，千年对上帝来说根本这不过是一个 moment。
It is almost like Moses was able to fast forward the entire human history like a videotape and see the entire 1,000 years is like a one day in God's eye.
他就发现呢，他说人好像这个对于这个从永恒的上帝角度来说呢，根本好像早上才诞生，然后那个中午到中年，那么傍晚就完蛋了啊！这边叫做晚上割下枯干，好像现在人家说的，好像觉得有些老百姓根本像那个韭菜一样。
It's just like entire human life, from beginning to the end, just like a morning to the evening.
实在是瞬间即逝
and can be gone immediately.
好像这个人生就像这样，刚才这样一个瞬间，从早上到晚上，马上一下，这个 video 就 play 完了。
Just like the 2-second video we have just seen, this is like a human life.
所以首先要了解今生的话，今生怎么去了解？首先要认识 永恒的上帝才能够知道我们的来去。
And therefore, in order to understand how should we live this present life, we need to understand there is God and He is eternal God.
如果没有这种了解，我们会感觉我们这一生还有长远的野心也好，我们好像是是世界的舞台啊，好各领风骚数十年。
If we don't understand and realize that there is an eternal God, then we may have a lot of ambition and expectation of this world, and we try to play a role on the stage.
我们认为人类是万物之明之灵。
We thought human is the highest form of living being.
然后我们觉得我们是 property 的 owner。
And we thought we are the owner of all property.
我们觉得这个生命跟决定是我可以来自己来决定这个我要怎么活就怎么活。
We thought we are the captain of our life and we determine how to live our life.
我们认为这个世界的想法应该是多元的。
And we thought there are so many facets of this life, and people may have all different viewpoints and understanding.
我们认为我们进化到一个程度叫做后现代。
And we thought we have been evolved into the age of postmodern.
其实如果是这样，根本这个人生都还没有真正开始呢。
And actually, if we hold such point of view, we didn't even begin to understand the true meaning of life.
所以摩西让我们看见人生真的是有一个正确的轨道跟 frame 的话，必须先认识有永恒主，然后再看待自己的人生是有来有去，何等的短少。
And therefore, Moses wants us to know there is a correct path in our lives. Once we have this understanding, then we can understand the length of our life and the meaning of it.
我们的人生跟人类都是有起点、有终点的。
All of our human beings, we have a beginning and the end.
只有当永恒介入看见的时候，我们能够理解这个广阔的背景跟正确的看法。
Only when eternity steps in, and then we can have a correct understanding of the entire path.
当我们活在现代的生活，不是摩西的人，不是摩西的时代。
Now we live in present day, not the time of Moses.
但是由于同样的一个永恒观跟上帝观的缘故，今天这个就可以介入你我的现在的人生了。
And yet, because we hold the same concept of eternity, then we can apply his understanding to our life right now.
常常有人会追问，如果有上帝，那上帝又是谁造的？其实他不了解上帝这个对象的定义是什么。
Some people may have a question. They ask, if God created universe, who created God? Actually, he does not understand the subject of God in his mind.
整个的世界是一位永恒的创造主所开始的。
The entire universe was created and began by a creator.
在他心里面有一个完整的计划的。
There is a perfect plan in his heart.
我们也是他的计划中间的一部分。
We are part of his grand plan.
如果我们离开了这一位造物主的时候，我们的人生 是完全是一个浪费，是一个错误，是一个没有意义的，是一个可怕的结果。
If we separate and depart from this creator, then our life is meaningless and without end.
因此呢，当这样的一种看法的时候，对于这个创造主呢的看，他的心里面对我们的就是 一种的怒气，因为我们的罪孽。
If we depart from this understanding and we depart from this relationship, then the anger and the wrath of God will come upon us.
因为这小小的创造物居然悖逆，否定上帝的创造，拒绝他的慈爱，胡作非为。
Because we are such insignificant being, and yet we resist God, we deny His creation, and we refuse to accept Him.
我们这个占地为王，我们觉得这个是我的 property， 这是我一生的努力。然后，这个人权啊，这个人类是最高的指标。然后，这个对于上帝何等的不尊重、不承认。
We thought we are the Lord of our life. We thought we are in control, and we deny God's existence and His authority.
所以那个胡作非为的人，他不知道上帝的愤怒在他的身上。
And therefore, people who go do of his own will, they do not understand that God has control of people's life.
然后这边就讲呢，中间这边讲，摩西看见一件事情，他说。有一件事情好可怕，你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
And Moses said, there is one thing is so terrifying that God has set our iniquity before himself and our secret sins in the light of God's presence.
好像是摩西被提升到上帝的角度看，再反过来 reflection， 再回顾，再看到人类的时候，他说 ：“Oh my God， 他我们干了这些坏事，全部都在他面前，他真的是很生气啊。”
And it seems like Moses was lifted to God's point of view, and once he reflect back to his life, and he realized how much we have offended God, and no wonder God is angry.
然后他发现呢，原来啊，整个的这边的讲到说，我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
And therefore, Moses sighs, and all our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan.
如果了不起相对，有一些人短一点，有些人长一点，人生有一点70岁80岁的。
Some people live shorter life, some people live a relatively longer life, perhaps 70 or 80.
他说啊，彼此之间呢没有什么好夸的啦。
You say there is not much significant when you put it in comparison.
他说不管你长也好，你短也好，只是相对长短，里面中间所经过这几十年呢，有的人 可以 有一些夸口的，有一些可以 跟相对跟他提说的、啊、好像自己的人生的经历又是如何。
And perhaps some people may boast about their life, of something they have done.
但是呢，一个没有上帝的这样的一种短，跟永恒一比，何等短暂的话，其实说来说去，有很多的劳苦，有很多的愁烦，这些不管是、高低起伏，其实很快都要过去，不管你过去有多了不起的成就。
Yet, when people put the lifespan compared to eternity,All of our life events is full of trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, and people fly away.
中国人说不如意事十常八九。
And according to Chinese saying, often we face obstacles 80% out of 100.
而我们年纪慢慢老迈的 不是生病就是虚弱。
And when we are getting old, we become weak and we become sick.
就算是身体好一点也到了一个时候那个时候叫做 deadline。
And even though some people may have a better health, and yet eventually all of us may reach a point of deadline. That is that.
当回顾人生时感觉这个时间如飞而去好快啊。
When we turn back and to look at our lives, we realize life just flies away.
我有一个同学在上个月在 Zoom 上面我跟他终于见面了。
I had a classmate, I was able to see my classmate through Zoom yesterday.
我看到他，因为我跟他两个分开的时候是二十几岁。
I remember when the last time we met when we were in our 20s.
24岁。
We were 24 at the time.
现在我们已经65岁了。
And now we are 65.
我看到他的样子，我说你怎么？我心里面说他怎么变成这个样子
？And once I see him, I say, how could you turn out like this？
啊，当然，人家看我怎么看我怎么变那么胖，也变那么老嘞
？I believe he feels the same when he look at me. I become fat and old.
为什么我们是 teenager， 怎么现在变成要准备要退休的呢
？We were just like a young adult at the time, and now we are at the time of retirement.
那么中间的四十年干嘛了呢
？And what happened in the 40 years in between？
所以呢，真正有人生经验的，到某个年纪会感叹呢，这个人生又短，好像又空。
And therefore we groan and moan regarding to our life if passes so fast.
今天早上我才有一个人将那个屋顶上的提琴手那首歌再发给我看。
This morning someone has sent me the movie Fiddler on the Roof.
那中间有个感叹，就是说当年的小 baby 现在怎么变那么大？那个当年的小男孩怎么会长那么高？当年的他的女儿马上就要出嫁。
And there is part of the video was saying that how come a little baby now become a grown man? A little girl now is ready to be married.
啊，这就是一种的感叹。
And this is a sigh, and this is a moan.
但是这个诗人摩西在这里并不是要告诉我们，因为时间很短，所以我们要把握每一秒钟。那好像这个水要从我手上流出去，所以我要抓，我紧紧抓住每一秒。它不是这一个真正的含义。
And yet the psalmist here is not trying to tell us because the time flies very quickly, and therefore we need to have a tighter control of our schedule and seize every second of our life.
如果只是抓住我现在有的，我知道很短，我现在马上每一秒钟要抓住的话，这还不是摩西要告诉我们真正的人生。
It wasn't the true intent of Moses, tells how to live a life, try to seize every single moment.
这个短暂的原因是因为跟永恒上帝，或者上帝给我们的永恒比的话，就。才会明白这一个短暂的深远的含义。
Life is short in comparison to eternity that God intended to give to us, and we need to understand the concept of eternity and therefore to understand the meaning of short moment.
所以这个短并不是我们一般人说的哇，这个时光如飞而去。
And therefore, when we mention about the time is short, it's not as the same concept of the world saying the time flies away so quickly.
而是说我们这个时间的 background 说它长短要跟一个永恒的这一个真实来做反差做对比。
And therefore, we need to have an understanding of contrast of our short lifetime compared to eternity.
而不只是我们主观上我比谁多活了几年，然后我们感叹过去美好的时光不在了。
Rather, not to use our own understanding subjectively, comparing our own lifespan compared to others.
讲到空的话，
And when we talk about empty,
那我们会觉得纽约最非常的繁华。
And we used to have a concept of New York is a busy city.
那我们现在看一看，经过这个疫情，纽约变成什么样子？
So let us take a look what happened to New York because of the pandemic.
过去的繁华跑哪里去了？
And what happened to the busy and prosperity of the past?
这都是最近的照片。
And this, they are recent pictures of New York City.
在这之前，谁也没想过有一天会有这样的情景会发生在人间。
Nobody could imagine this could happen to this world in the past.
那一个的瞬间跟现在这个瞬间有何等大的反差？
And what a big contrast of the moment in the past to the moment of today.
所以摩西在诗篇九十篇在前面告诉我们有永恒作为了解的开始，接下来这一段，刚才这一段就是警告我们人生不要离开了真正的一个 framework。
And therefore Moses gave us a warning that let us not departThe true framework of human life.
而且要知道上帝的眼光怎么看我们，永恒的眼光怎么看我们。
We must have a correct understanding from God's point of view and also from the point of view of eternity.
如果离开这两个了解的话，我们就是活了一个又短又苦又犯罪的人生。
If we depart from these two understandings, then we are falling into a life of bitterness and sinful life.
而且是空的。
And also it is empty.
因为圣经上面告诉我们，不是只有这一生就了事的。
For the Bible has told us,that we do not finish our life just merely living on this earth.
因为在我们的这一生之后还有事情要发生啊。
Because there is another event is about to happen after our departure in this world.
所以希伯来书九章二十七节说，按照定命人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
And according to Hebrews,Chapter 9:27, just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
因为人都希望掌握他这一生。
People all want to have control of their own life.
但是他不知道，不是一死百了。
And yet they did not know death is not the end of all.
差不多将近二十年前，有一次我跟太太跟女儿在深圳的罗湖商场。
About 20 years ago, my wife and my daughter were in a shopping plaza in Shenzhen, China.
那个是一个非常繁华的商城。
It was a very modern plaza, shopping mall.
在太太跟女儿在 shopping 的时候，我坐在这个商场的走廊上，没事干。
While my wife and my daughter were doing their own shopping, I sit on a bench in the hallway.
那有一个人走过来跟我说：“哎，先生，哎，我帮你看个相吧。”
And there was a person approached me and saying, Mister, why don't I do some fortune telling about you?
我看你的鼻孔，我看你的鼻梁。 我觉得你应该怎么样怎么样。
And say, according to your facial look, it looks like what your fortune is about to be such and such.
我跟他笑一笑。
And I smile at him.
我说你一定算不到我的人生。
I'm sure that you are not able to tell my future.
你一定不知道人从哪里来，人要往哪里去。
For you do not know where human comes from, and you do not know where human is about to go.
我们简短的聊了一下。So
we had a brief exchange.
然后他说，看样子我今天这包烟的钱赚不到了。And
he said, well, looks like I cannot earn some change for cigarette today.
然后呢，我跟他笑一笑，我也稍微跟他寒暄一下，他就走开了。And
I smile a little bit, and then we had a few exchange, and he left.
但是他一走了以后，在那一个这个走廊的那一个小店的老板就走到我身边来。And
after he left, there is a store owner who stood not too far from us. He came to me.
So, 刚才啊, 这整个我都看在眼里。
And he said, I have witnessed all.
因为刚开始他要算你的命。
Because in the beginning, that person was trying to get you to, and in order to do some fortune telling about you.
然后呢, 后来发现变成你算他的命。
And then you turn around, you tell him about his future.
Yeah, 所以呢, 这个, 我以前没有信上帝之前是非常害怕有关想知道我自己的生命的问题，所以以前过一段时间就去找算命。
And actually, before I know the Lord, I used to have fear about my own future, and therefore I often go to seek the guidance from psychic or fortune teller.
但是上帝救了我以后，我知道人生有谱啦。
And yet, once I was saved by the eternal God, I know I do have a guide and path for my life.
我知道人人都有一死，死后就有审判。
I know we are all going to die, and then we're going to be judged.
然后我也认罪了，我也明白了，如果我在一个不认识他的这样一个人生走下去，简直就是一个悲剧。
And I understand, and I admit my sin before God, and I realize if I don't do that, my life is going to be a tragic life.
但是人生的盼望在哪里呢?
Then what is the hope of our life?
所以这个摩西就继续讲。
And therefore Moses continued.
他说啊，人呢，谁晓得呢？ 我们这在地上胡作非为的人类，谁晓得原来惹了你这么大的愤怒啊？
And Moses say, people living their life according to their own will, little did they know they have offended you.
但是盼望在哪里?
And then what is our hope?
他说在这里,上帝可以指教我们。
He say, no, the hope is right here, that God can teach us.
就是如果开始明白反转的时候，原来是不晓得，从不晓得可以到晓得，就是上帝他很乐意指教我们。That
God has turned us around and let us realize that God can truly guide us.
指教我们什么? 指教我们过这一生。
How God is going to teach us and what God is going to teach us, that God can teach us how to live our days.
这里讲的并不是数算自己的日子，就是说我现在活了几天，活了几天，活了几天，不是。
The the wording here that number our days is not saying that we do an accounting of our days on this earth.
而是在上帝的永恒的里面得着智慧的心，知道自己在地上的日子怎么样才算数。
And rather that we need to have the wisdom from God to understand how can we live a day that it is, can be accountable before God.
否则的话就算一个零两个零四个零八个零加起来还是零啊。
So otherwise all our days just like zeros, and no matter how many zeros you add together, they are at the end is still zero.
所以总就是有个开始吧。
So we need to have a beginning to understand this.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以每一天求上帝，我最近就是每一天都求上帝，指教我今天要怎么活。
And therefore I ask God to teach me how to live for today.
Every day. 否则我是个愚蠢的人，我根本不知道今天明天明天会发生什么事，今天要怎么才算数。
Otherwise, I know I'm a foolish man. I do not live how to live every single day.
如果有了这样一个关系的话，
Once we have this understanding,
过去那个叫做空。
In the past, I would conclude as the emptiness.
但这里说，如果求上帝来赦免我们的时候呢，我们有个东西叫做宝。
And yet, if we turn to God and ask for his forgiveness, right here, there is another term to represent our life, that is for satisfy.
有人可以很成功。
Some people may be successful.
但是它里面不 satisfy。
And yet, they do not have satisfaction in his in him.
有人非常的飞黄腾达。
Some people may have prosperities in their life.
但是他可能非常的孤单。
And yet, they are very lonely.
但这里说上帝呢，可以让我们体会他的慈爱。
And right here, say God allow us to experience His kindness and love.
然后被他慈爱触摸的时候，你就觉得哇，人生真有意义啊。
And then we can be touched by His unfailing love, and all of a sudden we feel there is a full meaning of life in us.
然后我们的里面涌流了，一个长久的喜乐。
And there's a long-lasting joy in us because of this.
在二十多年前，有一天礼拜天的下午
，a Sunday afternoon about 20 years ago，
我在教会的崇拜已经结束了。下午三点多，我回到家里面，打个瞌睡睡着了。
At the end of Sunday worship。About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I went back to my house and fell asleep.
我突然之间醒过来。
And then all of a sudden, I woke up.
那醒过来的时候，我满心欢喜。
I woke up with joy.
我可以告诉你，什么事好像都没发生，我不过睡一下下又醒过来了，我满心欢喜。
I can tell you, There is actually nothing had happened, and yet when I woke up, I was full of joy.
因为呢，我醒来的缘故是我感到上帝跟我讲了三个字。
I woke up with full of joy because I can share with you because God has said three words to me.
他跟我说 I love you.
He said, I love you.
他是用英文讲的。
And he used English, and he said that to me.
然后说他说在我的肚子中间。
And he said it to my stomach.
然后呢，我自己呢，就也跟他讲了三个字，也跟他讲 I love you.
And I also reply with three words as well. I say I love you.
然后我就醒了。
Then I woke up.
我觉得太奇怪了。
I feel This is truly strange.
他说话。
He spoke.
然后我肚子里面怎么自己 也跟他说话，我脑袋连想都没想。
And without thinking, my physical body also replied back to God.
我想这个人跟上帝的关系就这么简单吗？
I realize how simple the relationship is between God and human being.
就是你要知道上帝爱你。
That is, we need to understand that God loves you.
然后你也会跟他说我爱你。
And you also respond with I love you to God.
其他都尽在不言中啦。
And everything else need, can be silent.
所以呢，人生的其中的一个满足就是因着体会到这个永恒的上帝爱我们。
Therefore, in order to have a satisfaction in life, is that to experience God's love.
就是当我们的 跟他的关系恢复了以后。
That is when we rebuild the relationship with God.
过去可能我们荒唐，我们荒废。
In the past, maybe we have squandered our time. We maybe live a reckless life.
但是约珥书二章二节告诉我们说，但是上帝可以将过去的那一些糟蹋的时间、时光，可以重新给我们。
And yet, according to Joel chapter 2, Joel said that, every moment we have squandered that God can repay back to us.
并不是把时光倒流，而是把那本原本应该可以满足的，可以在之后因着回转给上帝的时候，上帝可以充充满满的把我们的损失补足在我们的内心当中。
It is not talking about turning back time, but rather the time that we have squandered, if we return back to God, God can repay us and redeem the value of our time back.
在这样一个了解中间，摩西接着继续说。
With this understanding, Moses continues like this.
原来在这个人生中间，有在我们的生命中间有上帝的作为以及我们自己的作为。
For there are deeds of God and also deeds of our own in this life.
但是他的作为跟我们的作为有什么关系呢？
And yet his work is different from, how is it different from our work and what's the relationship between the two?
他在这个全世界上面做了不少的事情。
That God has indeed do many things in this world.
但是他可以向你显明吗？
But does it show to you?
他可以的。
Yes, it can be shown to you.
而且我们所做的事情也可以成为他所喜悦他的工作。
And also whatever we do can be part of his work as well.
所以这有两这好像有一个相爱的神跟人呢一起工作，上帝做的时候我们好高兴，哇 Daddy， 哇 so surprise， 然后我们做一部分，那个 Daddy 也帮我们一起做，我们一起好像父子父女或者 母女母子一起做家事，一种的喜乐，一起的成就。
And therefore there is a co-working relationship between God and man, as we work together, just like a daddy with his children, or parents with children, that we all work together, and we feel the satisfaction and achievement, and we enjoy the result together.
有一天呢，也许你们会跟你们的孩子一起看以前的照片。
There will be a day you may enjoy the pictures with your own children of the past.
也许就是你们全家一起去服侍或者去宣教。
Perhaps you can see the pictures how your family served together in a mission trip.
那样的 moment 在你们家人中间何等的被大家所共同 enjoy 而且纪念。
And people remember that time together as a time your family worked together.
有一天我们到天上也是如此。
One day when we go to heaven, it will be the same.
哇，上帝会指出来说，你那个时候跟我一起，还记得吗？那时候你在地上的时候，我们一起成就了一些事情。哇，我们想到，哇，这个才是那个时候的当下，何等的有价值、有意义哦。
God may show the picture and share the moment with us, saying, "Do you remember that we have worked together in that ministry? Wasn't that sweet?"
那是我们一起在地上同工的，这个纪念会在永恒里面的。
And this is something we have co-worked with God, and it will be remembered in the eternity.
所以在这一生中间，除了彼此的相爱，还有我们跟上帝彼此的相爱，还有就是他也做事，坐在我们身上，我们也做事，坐在他的身上。
So besides the loving relationship we have with God, that we also can co-work with God. He can work upon us, and we work with Him.
而且我们一起坐在别人的身上。
And we work together for other people as well.
哇，这个时光太有意义了。
Isn't this such a moment so meaningful?
所以这个第三部分摩西跟我们分享了，因为回转回到上帝永恒神这里，那我们现今呢就靠谱了，这今生呢就笃定了。
And therefore we are fully secured, when we work with God once we have such understanding.
那一个短暂的人跟一个永恒的神，居然可以讲 "I love you"。You love me, 然后 we work together.
With a temporal life and yet with a short living human, we can say to the eternal God, saying, I love you, you love me, and we can also work together.
所以这个三段的圣经，第一段是让我们看见人生要进入一个正确的 perspective 的看法的时候，必须第一个就是认识永恒的真神。
And therefore, the three parts of the psalm, the first part is that we need to have a correct understanding of about human life.
所以是 eternity, 然后我们才会了解自己。
We need to have the understanding of eternity as the foundation in order to understand our own life.
我们偏离的原因是因为不知道自己在上帝面前是什么样的光景，也不承认有上帝对我们一生的主宰。
The reason why we went astray because we do not understand that God has a full control of our life.
但是上帝给我们机会认识他以后，这个第三段就成为今生的价值了。
And yet, if we see the chance that God allow us to understand Him and rebuild the relationship, then we can live a meaningful life of this life.
因为今生就跟永恒已经连上关系了。
Because the present life has made a connection withEternity now.
跟永恒为什么连上关系呢？因为跟这个永恒的上帝连上了关系。
And how come there's a connection? It's because there's a connection between the eternal God and us.
这个是一种爱的关系。
And this is a loving relationship.
这是一种一起同工不能够分开的关系。
And this is.An inseparable relationship of co-working together.
我中有你，你中有我。
I'm in you, you are in me.
你永恒，我也会永恒。
Because you are everlasting, and therefore I'm everlasting.
所以我们今天现在要进到刚刚看完的摩西的诗篇九十篇，我们现在才来了解一下不同的文化对于这个人生是怎么样一种感受。
We just had understanding of the psalm in the Bible. Now let us go to the secular view versus the biblical view of human life.
从文学家、从诗人，他们都有一个相当的感受，然后来书写出来。
Psalmists usually express their emotion through their writing.
我们看一下中国的诗人。
Let us see a poet's writing from ancient Chinese culture.
这是非常有名一首诗。
And this is a very well-known poet.
陈子昂在西元660几年那时候写的，前不见古人，后不见来者，念天地之悠悠，独怆然而涕下。
The poet wrote, Ahead I see no ancestors, behind I find no followers. Contemplating the vastness of the universe, I can't help but weep, feeling sad and lonely.
就是诗人他观看这个整个的当时候的当局，或者 这一个世界，他没有办法找到一个出路跟希望。
That is when this poet look at the entire situation of the world, he realized there is no solution.
所以他流泪。
And therefore he cried.
好，同样是诗人。
At the same time,
希伯来的诗人。
As a Hebrew psalmist.
他同样看到当时候的黑暗。
At the same time, they also face frustration and the darkness of their time.
但是他的在他的诗里面居然出现一个东西是中国诗人里面不会出现的。
And yet there is an element that will appear in their writing, which won't appear in the Chinese writing.
他说神是我们的避难所和力量，是我们患难中随时可得的帮助。
Psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble.
这就是有神跟没有神的文化跟世界观影响了这会出现这样不同的的看法。
This is the difference between two cultures, one culture without God and another culture with God.
一个没有上帝文化的又忧国忧民的，像这些的诗人很多到后来不是 depressed 就是跳汨罗江自杀。
A culture without God, eventually people will fall into depression because they find there is no answer and no hope in life. Eventually, many of them, they kill themselves.
所以我们比较过了文化，我们来比较跟其他宗教来相比。
So once we had the cultural comparison, let us come to the world view of different religions.
中国人很多受佛教的影响，道教的影响。
Chinese is deeply influenced by Buddhism and Taoism.
所以他们也搞，又要把握今生，又想到今生搞不好是上一生造的孽，那么现在干嘛不能够管今生，只能修来生。
So people believe in reincarnation. They believe there are different realms of life, and they couldn't handle the other realm. They only can control their own realm, and they do not know which realm they will step into in the future.
他有一个他的前世，他又有一个他的来世。
They think they do have a past life, and they also have a future life.
但是呢，这个彼此之间呢，陷入一种恐怖的循环。
And yet they fall into a fearful cycle.
他要希望有所改变呢，就是修炼。
So in order to change their future path, they must somehow improve themselves in this life.
就算是你 improve 很好，你也别太高兴，说他就有可能从天道然后再开始堕落。
And even though you may be promoted to a better realm, do not feel happy because you may fall again.
然后呢，再继续努力，那你也许未来还有机会。
So perhaps you will work harder the next life, and perhaps you have a chance to be promoted the next time.
只是最后结局很难说。
And yet you do not know the end result.
有一只猪，它希望能够做一只好猪。
Perhaps a pig wish to be a good pig.
那经过一个循环以后，它又变坏了，它又成了一只猪。
And through another cycle, he failed again, and therefore he becomes a pig again.
他说，人生整个就是在这样的一个恐怖的宇宙的 recycling 里面。
So, life is an endless cycle in this terrifying recycling process.
然后如果你要问到你到网上去查谁控制这个循环的罗盘的话，
If you have a question and you wonder who actually control the path of this cycling,
我看到了一个图案，我不敢PO出来，因为那是在这一个轮回的外面是一个鬼，是一个鬼头在管这个所有的循环。
If you do a research on internet, you will realize that there is another super being who is actually controlling this cyclical path. It looks like a devil.
他说人生呢是干什么，人生就是你想办法能够 get out, 就是真正的人生的最终极的目的。
So the purpose of human life is try to escape this endless cycle.
但是真实来说呢，时间是单向不可逆的。
And yet a reality is that time is unidirectional with no turning back.
只是有人认为春夏秋冬，春夏秋冬不是都在循环吗？
People may observe, saying that isn't life in a circle? We see spring, summer, fall, and winter?
但是你看到这个图案没有？这一些是不断往前走的小小的天气候的变化而已。
And yet, if you look at this picture, you will realize that the weather, the temperature cycling is just a part of the forward path.
那今天我们有的好消息就是，虽然时光不可逆，但是却可赎。
And yet, we do have a good news today. Even though the time is always going forward, and yet it can be redeemed.
因为当上帝介入的时候，他知道你的过去，也知道你的未来。
Because when the everlasting God steps in our life, he knows our past and he knows our future.
我们所有的过去跟所有的未来，对他来说都是 present time.
To our God, no matter is our past or our future, is always at the present time to the Lord.
但是在我们在现在这个 moment, 如果回头回转归向他的时候，可以将过去我们损失的，我们过去的荒唐，他可以抹去，他可以将过去的遗憾的，他可以在幕后来补给我们。
If we turn to our Lord at the very moment, God will...repay us back the time we have squandered in the past.
所以可能有30倍的收获，可能有100倍的收获。
And therefore, we are going to gain 30-fold or 60-fold or even 100-fold at the end.
这特别的收获是指我们在永恒里面对上帝来说是算数的。
This harvest means what is account, can be counted before our Lord.
所以我们要爱惜我们的光阴。
And therefore, we need to treasure our time.
我们可以跟他一起同工。
That we can work together with the Lord.
有今生的报答。
that we do have reward of this life.
也有永恒里面，更重要是永恒里面的祝福。
And more importantly is the blessing in the eternity.
所以我们把这三个观点做一个简短的比较。
And therefore, let us do a comparison of this three point of view of life.
佛道教的轮回是无止境的苦修，人生的意义在于逃离这个轮回。
So the philosophy of Buddhism is a model of reincarnation. We are always in a cycle, and in order to escape this cycle, we need to continuously to improve ourselves without assurance.
道教也是如此，道义人也是如此。
Same thing to the Taoism.
那我们来看，没有无神的现性，如果他认为只有人类的话，那么这个时光只能往前，不能往后。
Same thing, let us look at the trajectory of an atheist. In the same way, time can only move forward.
让人有的认为这人类的意义就是到后来能够作为星际的一个穿越，或者时光的穿越等等的 fantasy 的事情。
And perhaps our goal is to the end, we may evolve our technology to a point we can have a time machine.
其实它所有的意义就像左边那个图，那是被关在哪里都出不去，戴了口罩了。我们就问了，你现在告诉我，人生有什么意义？
Actually, such people, it's just like people in quarantine. Let me ask everyone, what is the meaning of life if you are quarantined in your own house and cannot do anything?
但是我们现在了解，我们真正得救的地上有一个生活，但是是永恒，已经介入，是一个神能够赎的一个现性模式。
But if we have a life with God, when the everlasting God steps in our life, our life trajectory continue to move forward indeed, and yet it can be redeemed.
我们这一生有因为有一个 moment 因信而得救，从那个时候开始而有了永生。
There's a moment in our life we accept the Lord because of our faith. We are saved by our faith, and therefore we have eternal life.
我们不但是有了永生，而且知道今生还有使命。
Not only we receive eternal life, we also receive a mission for our present life.
所以在那个佛道教里面，想要救自己出这个轮回，是想要靠功德，但是这个根本没希望。
And therefore, according to Buddhism and Taoism, they live with self-help in order to be promoted, and yet this is hopeless.
但是我们所信靠的上帝是让我们得赎，然后去到天家。
And yet the God we believe that we are redeemed by God and heaven is our eventual home.
所以我们比较了世界观以后，我们最后来跟大家分享一个很有意思的见证。
Lastly, I would like to share a very interesting testimony with you.
在去年六月份的时候，我认识了一个人，我在台湾访问了他。
It happened about June last year. I happened to know a person in Taiwan, and I did the interview with him.
我认识了一个三兄弟，这是三兄弟的老大。
And I know the three brothers. This is the eldest among the three.
他们几个人，他们几兄弟呢？过去是很穷，后来到了中国大陆，有一段时间呢，他们赚翻了。
And these three were very poor in the past, and later on they went to mainland China and made a lot of money.
我不知道这个老三有没有去啊，反正这是老大跟老二过去了。
I know at least the first number one and number two brothers, they did go to China.
你说他穷到什么样的状态？
Do you know how poor they were?
他说他在 流落在 上海还是中国大陆两年根本没有钱回台湾。
They were so poor to a point they were not able to return back to Taiwan while they were in Shanghai, China.
现在可以跟你讲，就是中国大陆除了海底捞以外的火锅店呢，应该就属他们。他们在几年中间呢，去年的时候年底可能已经到了连锁店有90家还是100家，其中有一家在台湾，其他全部都在中国大陆。
What I can tell you right now, their businesses went so well that they reached the number two spot of hot pot chain store in China. They own more than 90 stores, almost to 100. Most of them are in China and one store in Taiwan.
那不得了的就是他到34岁的时候呢，一个月可以赚100万人民币，人家拿了麻袋把这个钱带回家了。
And what is amazing is that this person is able to earn more than $100,000 a month. And they got so much cash they need to carry in sack back to him.
反正他就是一个月就是 one million 的人民币啊。
So he earned about 1 million renminbi in a month.
所以他很聪明了，他娶了老婆以后就到台湾去定居了，他要就金盆洗手了。
So he was very smart. So once he reached the plateau of his financial security, he married a person, he went back to Taiwan and decided to retire.
但是没有想到的，他回到台湾很短的时间，他发现他开始不快乐。
And yet, in very short moment, when he returned back to Taiwan, he feel he's unhappy.
然后他发现他的兄弟们呢，他们继续发展，然后有些股份不给他，他准备找黑道的人呢，把他这些兄弟、把他弟弟还有表兄弟干掉。
And when he returned back to Taiwan, he realized.His own siblings were making a lot of money continually in China, and he feels so jealous that they didn't share the profit back to him when he had some investment in the pool, and therefore he decided to hire a hitman to kill his own brothers and cousin.
他原来觉得他很有钱，结果发现他同一大楼的有另外两个人比他还有钱，他们看他的像。还是像个穷小子。
And he feels he's so rich already. And later on, when he realized there are two other persons living in the same building who are richer than him, and thinking he is poor relatively, and he feels angry.
所以他在把他的钱再去投资的时候，这下惨了，被锁住了。
And then he decided to reinvest what he owned to the business.And now his investment was in jeopardy.
然后就在那个时候，很年轻，他中风了。
And while during his young age, he suffered a stroke.
但是他后来怎么变成了一位？他原来这整个家族100多人都是一贯道，他后来怎么成为了一个？他现在成为一个传道人。
And he grew up in a family of Yi Guan Dao, with more than 100 relatives, all believe in Yi Guan Dao religion. And now he's a preacher. We wonder what is the transformation, what caused the transformation of his life.
当然他现在还在住在豪宅里面。
Still, he lives in a very beautiful house.
只是他经过了太多事情。
And though he has experienced so much.
中间的就是捞王的 CEO 是他的弟弟。
And people, a person in the middle who is the CEO of the hot pot chain store, which is his brother.
他的弟弟也因为他信了主，因为这个赵亮的这一位呢，他后来在台湾已经 非常惨的时候，有一位外国基督徒跟他分享福音，他信了主。
While Zhao Liang was suffered in business loss in Taiwan, a missionary in Taiwan brought him to the Lord, and he accepted the Lord. And in turn, he turned his brother, who is in the middle, also become a Christian.
所以他们的在他们的企业里面的信仰影响非常大。
And therefore, faith play an utterly important role in their business now.
他们只有这个小弟还没有信主。
Only the youngest brother hasn't accepted the Lord.
这是我在台湾的他们的店里面跟他们合照。
This is the picture I had with them in their restaurant in Taiwan.
好，我们现在听听他怎么这么爽的一个人，三十四岁就爽，这是多少人羡慕的？天底下有几个人比他爽呢？
Let us see how this person who had an easy life share about his own understanding about life.
我们都想人生苦短，及时行乐。然后你现在听听他怎么说。
All of us want to enjoy life, and let us hear what he said.
因为我们说 for life is short.
Because we all say because of life is short.
所以他很聪明，三十四岁就退休吗？不好吗
？And therefore he's so smart. He decided to go into retirement when he was 34.
好，我们现在听听他怎么说。
大概距今十五六年前，我一个月就可以赚，个人就可以赚100万到130万人民币，所以我就决定要跟我老婆跑回台湾，要过着我们吃喝玩乐的生活。人生苦短啊，我要好好享受我的人生啊。我当时退休的时候才34岁，我觉得我从此就可以过着幸福快乐的生活。我买了一间很大的豪宅，大概150坪的楼中楼的豪宅，当时每个月也能破100万的收入，就是台币。对，我觉得我只要不要花得太夸张，这辈子应该是够用的。那我觉得人生苦短，所以我想去好好的去享受我的人生。不瞒主持人讲，刚开始我每天早上都是笑得起床的。因为我觉得怎么会有人这么爽呢？34岁就退休了。但是这样的生活过了半年以后，就发现笑不太出来了。因为我觉得，奇怪，这一切生活不是我从小就想过的生活吗？在36岁那一年，我站在我们家圆形的大阳台，很漂亮，那个 view 是无敌景观。我当时想，天哪，人生怎么会这么漫长啊？到底还要活多久啊？我才36岁，万一活到80岁，还有44年呢，我这样的日子要怎么过啊？我知道我当时这种。就是吃喝玩乐的生活才是我想要的。可是为什么我都得到了，却一点都不开心呢？对，我就觉得很奇怪，内心越来越空虚。大概距今15、16年前，
So the person shared about, he was so rich to a point he was able to receive $2 million US dollar a month, and he decided to get retired. And when he retired, he lived a easy life. He thought to himself, he already reached the dream of his life. He can really live easily until he die. And soon after that, he realized this is a truly boring life.He fell into a depression. He felt the life is meaningless.
所以到底人生是短是长呢？
So is life long or short?
不管你是长是短啊。
No matter you live a long or short life.
我们只要认识上帝。
As long as we know God.
认识这位上帝的永恒。
We understand he is everlasting.
永恒的上帝跟上帝的永恒。
That he is eternal God and he is everlasting.
因此我们就能够知道， 当下今生今生当下应当如何。
And therefore, we know what to do in this present life and how to handle present moment.
然后将这个时间投资在永恒，在上帝的爱中，跟上帝的同工中，我们就会有了丰盛的生命。
And then we can invest our moments in God's eternity in order to live abundant life.
所以我们一起祷告，愿意今天在我们线上的每一位都蒙福。
And therefore, let us pray so that everyone online can be blessed.
我们现在的今生目前所眼睛看见的，其实是有一个更大的背景的。
The things we are seeing right now, actually, there is a grand background of everything we have seen right now.
不管你现在家里面等一下中饭，你想要做什么东西吃。
No matter what lunch you're going to prepare yourself later.
整个大环境就是在疫情里面。
And yet we realize the entire country is in the realm of pandemic.
不管你怎么样有各自的小范围，但是你逃不出这个整个大范围的笼罩。
And no matter what you do in your own circle, you cannot escape the dimension of bigger picture.
不管你个人有什么样一个计划，那你离不开永恒上帝的计划。
No matter what personal plan you may have, you cannot depart from the grand plan of God.
所以我们开车的时候不只是看前面就是几公尺以外的，还要看很远的红灯还是绿灯。
Just like driving, we not only seeing the car in front of us, we also need to see further away whether there's a green light or red light.
我们要认识永恒的上帝之后，透过耶稣的十字架，所以我们一面过现在今天要做的事，但是是 with 一个 eternal perspective.
And therefore, we need to have an eternal perspective of life through the cross of Jesus Christ.
So, 我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们今天来到你面前，求主指教我们每一位。
And Lord, we come before you today. May you teach us.
显明你的心意。
To reveal your will for us.
使得我们知道当如何活。
So that we know how to live.
我们为主爱之家每一位弟兄姊妹向你恳求。
We pray for every single one in the house of Christ's love.
使我们早早保得主的慈爱。
So that we can receive abundant love from the Lord.
一生一世欢呼喜乐。
So we can be satisfied in you and have joy.
我们手中的工作求主坚立。
And Lord, may you establish the work of our hands.
你把我们放在你心里。
And Lord, may you place us in your heart.
有一天你会带着我们回顾我们在地上的 moment.
And one day you're going to help us to reflect back to all the moments of our life.
把我们抱在你怀里。
And Lord, may you embrace us in your bosom.
然后呢，一起翻阅我们在地上跟你一起的合照。
So that we can enjoy the photo albums of our life with you.
你会指出来那这一个瞬间那一个时候你跟我们同在。
You will point out all the moments we had with you while we were co-working with you.
你也会称许我们做这个做那个你非常的高兴。
You may commend us that whatever we have done in you and you are pleased.
而且你也告诉我们，那个时候你也在帮助我们。
And you will tell us how you have helped us at that moment.
爸爸，我们感谢你。
Daddy, we thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Daddy.
谢谢你给我们这今生。
Thank you for giving us this present life.
给我们指教。
To teach us and guidance.
使得我们这一生在你永恒中间蒙你的纪念。
So that our life can be remembered by you in eternity.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.